Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Dean, I'd like you to say hi to Ian Holzhauer. It's a new feature we're doing here, Dean. It's Brothers of Famous People.
I love this idea of not having the person who was in the news, but
no.
A sibling of theirs.
So is James older or younger?
He's a year and a half younger than me.
Okay, so how annoying was he growing up?
When you've lived with somebody who's got this kind of talent your whole life, you're just used to it.
So even at dinner, he'd answer every question and he'd dominate conversations?
You know, it's kind of interesting because most people who are this smart, they're sort of into these highbrow things,
yeah.
Opera, things like that. My brother, he calls himself a connoisseur of low culture. So he knew pretty much every word for the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Austria!
Good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Well, it's great to meet you, and I'm glad you gave us some perspective on him, because obviously you don't know much from just seeing him on the show, and you sound like a great brother. Sounds like you got a great family.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Ian Holzhauer. His brother, James, has been on Jeopardy now for 4 or 5 years. Nobody can beat him. He's won a million two as of this morning?
Yes.
And continues to win. We don't know how long the winning continues. The show is taped several weeks in advance. As far as we know, he's back in Vegas working on his gambling. But we don't know when the winning ends. So that's on podcast, yeah?
It is on podcast, yep.
Okay, so go to WGNradio.com or the WGN app. It's funny you mentioned...
I suggest the app. The app is amazing.
And well done by you. You know, it's funny that I mentioned great families, because what do I say about the most family all the time?
They're the greatest.
A great family.
Yeah.
Just a great family. They have this fraud running that they all seem to like each other. But, I mean, we're all buying it.
Yeah. And the most family, headed by Dr. Kevin Most, who we talk to every Monday at 6:40 a.m.,
yeah, the patriarch. He's in his 70s now. I don't know if you know that. He's really taking care of himself.
Just turned 80.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. That's the voice of Brad Most. Brad and Ann Most are here, and a special guest who we'll introduce in just a second. Brad, how are you?
I am doing beautifully. Thank you.
Looking for something to keep yourself occupied?
I've got plenty of time. I can come in here. Do you guys need an intern? Are there internships?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Dave? And the good news is, no money.
That's perfect.
Do you remember when Brad stepped into a celebrity game show for us when we were on a remote?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. But sure. You don't know what Brad has done for the show lately. Brad, because of his years and years and years as an advertising big shot, knows everybody in, for instance, the logo game. And he found someone to do a Moron Entertainment logo.
The great Brian Colbert.
Oh, I did.
What's his name? This.
Brian Colbert.
That was very nice of him.
Brian Colbert.
That was very nice of him.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
We're still figuring out what we're going to do with it, but I have an idea.
Perfect.
Did I talk to you about this before you left town?
A little bit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like it.
All right, Ann, so I'd like you to tell me, before we say hi to Myra, how did you guys first find out about CCA and get involved?
So I was working at...
Microphone. Oops.
There we go. Sorry.
I was working at Leo Burnett, and a friend of mine was involved with CCA and had produced a video, and he kind of lured us into a conference room for free lunch one day, and so we thought we were going to see, you know, like a Sundance video, and it turned out to be a video about CCA, and the moment I saw it, I just knew I had to get involved.
Yeah, you're just taken by it.
Yeah.
And Miss Myra, as her students call her, and her co-workers is here, the lovely Myra Sampson, who has founded CCA Academy. How many years ago?
41 now.
41?
Yes.
You were 4 when you started. God bless you for everything you've done so far and everything you continue to do. Do you have any idea how many kids you've graduated?
Oh, about 1,200 to 1,300.
That's a
great
story.
We started out with 50 students, and our graduation classes were 8 students. Now our average is about 60.
And what do we know? We know that kids need a path to maximize their lives, not a path to minimize their lives, and you provide that.
Yes. You know, they need to belong. They need a sense of loving. They need a sense of discipline. And they need to be educated.
Brad and Ann can speak to this, too, but one of the great things each year is there's a benefit coming up we'll tell you about in a second. Is when your graduates, a lot of which are now teachers for you, come back and tell stories about what they were doing before Miss Myra came down the block and grabbed them by the ear and said, "You're going back to school." Because that discipline piece is love.
It is. It is. And structure. They just need that. All young people need that in their lives.
Now, the neighborhood you're in, how would it be classified?
North Lawndale, I think it is
troubled?
One of the two highest crime areas.
All right, so how are you a safe island? Is it because of the respect you have from you know, gangbangers and stuff because they know what you're doing there?
Well, you know, it is, and you wouldn't know it by media, but a close-knit community, and people look out after one another, and if you're doing good in the community, people look out for you. And so we've been blessed. Our students are, of course, in the streets, and they have their troubles. I think we've had about 5 students shot this year.
And these are kids just trying to get home, get school, or yes, whatever.
Yes, or on the weekends.
Yeah, they're not gangbanging. They're just trying to live their life.
So we've had, you know, quite a bit of that. So, I mean, we are indirectly affected each year. We have students that are recent graduates or students that are at CCA that are killed, which is really a lot of trauma.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Everybody. So, we've never had any staff that were hurt, and people know our work in the community.
Yeah, because the thing that is so inspiring, I think, about what you do is there's a lot of well-meaning folks who listen to this show every day. They go, well, I'd like to help. The violence on the West Side, I don't know what to do. Because, gosh, they're all shooting at each other. That couldn't be more of a generalization. It couldn't be more wrong. Because what you said about the folks at Lawndale, 99% of the neighborhood are good, hardworking folks that want the same thing. Any neighborhood, any suburb, any town in Chicago wants. They want to just have their life. They want to go to church. They want to get their kids to school. They want to get them home safely and all that. But the difference is the 1% that run roughshod in Lawndale and other places get all the headlines.
They do. And draw all of the tensions because they tend to repeat, you know, actions so frequently that you think that it's a larger portion of the population.
So the kids that are at CCA, they were dropouts in the past.
All of them.
So what are you doing different for them that makes the structure and the discipline work this time?
Well, we're a small school. And we started as a community-based school. So a lot of our students say that we are a family. I think that what we do is love our kids. We see them as our, not as them, not as they, not as somehow different from us. So we understand, and we get a lot of training on restorative justice to help students to live and work together and talk to one another, on trauma, on how we can recognize it, and crisis intervention. So we try to keep ourselves appraised of what's going on so that we can respond to their needs, look at them as live, lovable human beings, love them and educate them and correct them as we would our kids.
You know,
yes, no, you can't do
right.
that.
Yeah, stay know. Between the lines here, mm-hmm. and we're going to be okay. Teachers, no matter where they are, always say the same thing. They say, if a kid's coming from a troubled home, it breaks my heart when they have to go home, because sometimes school is their safety island, you know, during the day, and it's the safest place and the best place for them. I don't know how you do it.
Well, you know, we have 68 kids that are homeless, so it's also the place where they get their food, you know, and we have hot breakfasts, hot lunches, and then kids can get a snack before they leave. So that's also part of creating a healthy environment, because we all need to be nourished and to live. So it's providing a holistic environment for the kids. Our social worker is one of our graduates, so it's important that we have people from the community that also works in the school, so that everybody can love and respect the students. What they want most is to be respected as, you know, whole, healthy human beings that need to be corrected at times.
Yeah, and what you've taught them is that education leads to respect, because it makes you, you know, a fully rounded citizen. I want Brad and Ann to come back from the break, talk a little bit about some of the people you've met through your years of supporting this organization that have changed your lives as well. And a texter just said, is Dr. Most and Brad, are they really Chick Evans scholars? Yes.
I went to Missouri. Kevin could only get into Kansas.
Right. But either way, They were college educations, thanks to the Evans Scholarship Fund.
Absolutely.
Another fine organization. Details on the CCA Academy Annual Benefit, number 24. 41 years. You are so into heaven, it's unbelievable.
41 years, 24th benefit. And it's because of people like you,
Brad and Ann,
that support us and that, you know, help to get people out and to support us. Because we couldn't exist without support.
Well, God bless you, as always.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
928. CCA Academy. The great Myra Sampson's here. Brad and Ann Moster here as well. Either one of you. You got a family or somebody that really jumps out that you've met through the years? Somebody that is a fine example of what goes on at CCA?
So there are so many great examples, Steve. CCA has done an unbelievable job preparing these kids for college, taking them on college visits, working with them on their ACT scores, really preparing them. And there are any number of people, but as you mentioned earlier, there are a lot that come back and teach at CCA.
Yeah, how many, Myra, do you know off the top of your head how many folks you've had come back and teach for you or maybe still are?
Well, presently we have a social worker and we have a registrar with us, but we've probably had five or six that have come back to the school after graduation. One of the things that really encourages present students is that we have a lot of students that come back and share with students where they are and
yeah, they see the future that way.
Graduate.
This is what could happen for you.
And yes, what the possibilities are. And that's also very encouraging.
Isn't that the key to the lock, too? Because you show a kid what you could have versus the wrong path of where you could end up. And, you know, I mean, sometimes that's the light bulb that needs to be hit, right?
Right. It's a vision. You know, there is a future out there.
Right.
You know, it's not just surviving this day. It's,
right.
It's what's, you know.
And you can say no to the guy that wants to, you know, make you a member. And you can go and you can chase your dreams, your real dreams on the right side of the law.
Well, and I don't want to give the impression that we don't have any, you know, gangbangers at CCA. We just insist that you leave all that at the door, because some of the kids, in order to walk neighborhoods now to survive, are gang members, but don't bring it inside. And we've had good success with our students saying if something was going to happen or if somebody needed to be protected or take John Doe home today and that kind of stuff. So they look out, they see CCA as a family and
sure.
Look out for one another while they're there.
I
can't say all of our angels.
Well,
they're developing angels.
Yeah. Ann, tell me about the benefit.
So the benefit is coming up on Monday, May 6th. It's 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Lagunitas Tap Room. And if you've ever been to Lagunitas, it's actually a brewery, but there's this beautiful tap room in the center that's all surrounded by windows, and you can
Is that
actually,
the beer sanctuary?
It is the beer
it is.
Sanctuary.
Yeah. It makes some good beer.
Yeah, so it's a really beautiful space, and you can look around and see all the, you know, brewery activity going on around you.
And you get beer, food, fun, and you get to meet a bunch of amazing folks involved with CCA. And what do you get out of it, Brad Must?
Like you said, Myra's getting into heaven. I'm just going to try and sneak in.
Play the carom. Play the carom.
Just gonna distract.
Yeah, and Myra, you've done this for a long time.
Yes.
And I know how young you are. But I feel like every year you go, I don't know how much longer.
Well,
do you feel pressure that you've got to keep going?
No.
Because you love it.
I told my husband, I said, the best day of my life would be if I died behind my desk. And he said, that's absurd. I said, well, it's dying with your boots on.
And your boots,
crazy.
And your boots would be stylish to
and
be
And it's
sure.
away from Michael, which is good, right?
The 24th annual benefit for CCA. It's called Starlight. Lagunitas Tap Room and Beer Sanctuary. Information and tickets and all that. Is it sold out yet?
It's not. I think we've
got a handful.
We had a handful left, but it is kind of callerly. And again, you know, any way you want to support CCA, there's the website there. I think ccaacademy.org.
Is that the best way to get tickets in?
Yes, you can get tickets. And also, if you can't make it to the benefit but still would like to donate, you can donate online.
Well, that seems like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And you can always call the school and arrange for a visit.
See, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. And, you know, I've been telling you for years I was going to come over and do a show there. We've never been able to get it together, but we should do that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got kids that are interested, you know, in radio or television, that kind of thing.
We would love to have you.
Yeah, you know, we got to get that done.
I always love seeing you.
Well, it's great to see you. And thank you so much for the work you're doing. And I know every time we have you on the show, people get their own personal light bulbs turned on and how they can help. CCA Academy.
Great. Thank you.
Keep up the great work. I know you will. Brad and Ann, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Ann, are you sick of Brad yet since he's been home for a few
weeks? No, not at all.
You like having him around?
I do like
that's
him.
Good. That's good. Advertising guru taking some time off while he figures out what the next thing is.
Yep. There's a next step out there.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't involve more than 2 hours a day, it's going to be just fine.